WHDD presents Susan Says.
Where to start? I just want to go back to bed and stay safe under the covers. But no. Jeffrey Epstein. I live near him. I've seen him on the street. Handsome guy, supposedly some kind of physics genius, too. But total evil. How does this happen? How does this go on? How is it allowed to go on? Well, the word here is that there are too many rich and powerful people, men and women, and my sense is the Attorney General, that pig, will put a stop to it. He will. He recused himself and then unrecused himself, really. His father and Epstein were connected at Dalton School, really. And Cyrus Vance's office here failed in its duties as well. I'd say it's 50-50 it'll go away, or at least will not involve deranged Donnie, who was involved. I saw an interview with someone who said at the age of 13 she was raped by the person pretending to be our president. Her family, her safety were threatened. We will see, won't we? And oh yeah, evangelicals, you still think he's a messenger from God? Acosta. What a piece of work he is. So... that's how he started every answer. So, and then he lied, as the others in the Palm Beach office were quick to point out. And he is rewarded with a job that's supposed to monitor sex traffic. Oh, yeah. And they say he's not doing it strongly enough. No, I got that backwards. He's doing it too strong. He's doing something. Donald doesn't like it, and he's going to get fired anyway. The English ambassador who told it like it was is now persona non grata in D.C., but everyone else loves him because you know he told the truth. I think it was worth it just to see what he said and what diplomats all over the world are saying. You know it's true. Thank you, sir. The children in the internment camps, I'm not going to call them concentration camps. The analogy to internment camps for the Japanese during World War II seems like a better term. Though I think they were not treated as badly there. The horror stories, punishments, sexual attack, illness, children. What will it take for Congress to get the hell down there en masse, all of them, not just the few who have been there? Fix this immediately. What has our country become? More than a joke, a world menace, a place to be shunned. I'm sick over this. Good news? Yay, women's soccer team, cool, strong babes. Back to bed.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.